This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The state cross-country meet happens tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. This will be the 112th running of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Boys Cross Country Championships and the 50th Annual Girls Cross Country Championships. It's at Ridges Golf Course beginning at noon on Saturday, November 2nd. The girls and the boys will both run a 5,000-meter course. The girls will race first, starting at noon. The boys' races will start at 2. The awards ceremony will be held at the Ridges Golf Course beginning 15 minutes after the start of the final race. You can purchase tickets at the WIAA website. The weather is changing, and that means it's time for fall home maintenance. Brittany Merlot explains what we should do.
The Better Business Bureau is reminding us of important tips to prepare your home before winter weather arrives. Like clean your gutters, inspect your roof, test your smoke and carbon dioxide detectors, check your windows and doors for air leaking, and organize your garage and store patio furniture and other outdoor items inside. You can visit bbb.org for more home maintenance tips.
A friend of our station, and of many in our listening area, passed away unexpectedly last weekend. Jackie Caratini of Mosinee, an associate professor in human development and relationship educator for UW Extension of Wood County, died on Sunday, October 27th. Jackie was a regular guest on Midday Magazine. Jackie's children, family, friends, co-workers, and all who knew her are grieving her loss. A mass of Christian burial will take place at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, November 5th at St. Paul Catholic Church in Mosinee. The visitation will be on Monday, November 4th, from 4 to 7. Best Funeral Home in Mosinee is assisting the family with arrangements. Wisconsin is home to one of the priciest contests for a congressional seat in the entire country. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The most expensive political race in western Wisconsin's history is the battle for the 3rd District Congressional seat held by first-term Republican Derek Van Orden. Nearly $12 million has been spent on the race, which is the most ever for the district and is also the most expensive competition for a congressional seat in Wisconsin this year. Van Orden has raised over $6.6 million so far, while Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook has raked in over $5.3 million as of October 16th. The election is on Tuesday. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Stevens Point is recognized by the National Weather Service as a storm-ready community. They've acknowledged the city's commitment to preparing for severe weather events to ensure the safety of residents. To earn the recognition, Stevens Point has demonstrated a proactive approach by establishing a comprehensive emergency management plan, conducting community training programs, and enhancing their communication systems. Today is the last day to get on the list for fall yard waste collection in Wisconsin Rapids. Place your yard waste and leaves in paper yard waste bags and put them on the curb. No plastic will be accepted. Call the city garage to be placed on the list for pickup before 2 p.m. on Friday. That number is 715-421-8218. You can also sign up at wirapids.org. Compost sites are still open and waste can also be taken there. All kids in the area are invited to story time at El Cafe at a new time. It's today, Friday, at 4 p.m. Kathy McGrath will have story time in Port Edwards at El Cafe at 4 today. The kids will get a raffle ticket and a chance to win Mr. Hedgehog and a book to take home with them. Ballots across Wisconsin will include someone who is no longer running. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
RFK will stay. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected Robert F. Kennedy's emergency appeal to have his name removed from the presidential ballots in Wisconsin and Michigan. Kennedy, who suspended his campaign in August and now supports Donald Trump, argues forcing him to remain on the ballot violates his First Amendment rights and could mislead voters. With early voting already underway in both battleground states, election officials maintain that it's too late to make changes to the ballots.
Physicians from across Wisconsin gathered virtually on Halloween. They shared why reproductive health care policies of the Wisconsin legislature, led by Republicans in both chambers,
are frightening to them. Dr. Melissa Hitty is a family physician in Green Bay.
This Halloween, physicians across Wisconsin are concerned less about our patients' blood sugar levels and more about the direction of healthcare and access to abortion in our state.
She said Republicans leave important bills for dead, like expanding Badger Care, and instead focus on putting lives at risk by trying to restrict abortion access.
The stakes this Halloween and this election are real, and legislative Republicans' track record on healthcare in our state is scary.
The Zohr Shriners Festival of Trees and More event dates have been announced. The decorated indoor forest will open on November 29th and continue until December 8th. This 10-day holiday extravaganza is hosted at the Wisconsin Rapids Masonic Center. Admission and parking are free, and donations of non-perishable food items are welcome. Raffle tickets are available for a chance to win a beautiful sponsored tree, including presents. The raffle will be held on December 8th at 4 p.m. It won't shock anyone to know Wisconsin is as purple as it gets. Polls all throughout this election season have remained close to 50-50. Now we're getting one last look before Tuesday. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The latest Marquette poll has Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in a dead heat here in the Badger State. It shows Harris with 50% of the vote and Donald Trump with 49%. That's when participants must choose one of the two. But when people were allowed to remain undecided in those surveys, it's 48% Harris and 47% Trump. Poll director Charles Franklin talked to our Maggie Dawn and said a small portion of voters who are still undecided now hold a lot of power.
I think that 5% is worth noting because that's a lot bigger than the 1 point separating the two candidates. And how those people make up their minds over the next 6 days, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
They interviewed more than 800 likely voters across Wisconsin. It's the last Marquette poll before the election.
A doctor who trains medical students says the students are not choosing Wisconsin after they complete their degree. Dr. Jennifer McKinnon says students are witnessing the fallout of the 1849 abortion ban while they learn medicine in the Badger State.
A woman being forced to give birth to twins that instantly were going to pass away when they were born, and she had to carry full-term pregnancy.
Medical students don't want to have to watch their patients suffer.
So this is happening, and our trainees, including medical students, residents, are deciding not to come to Wisconsin because of our lack of action.
Dr. McKinnon said she's concerned because Republican leaders refuse to take action to protect the health of moms and families. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brooke Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety, Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the Psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. Fans of Martha Stewart should check out a new documentary called Martha. But be advised, there is one person who is not a fan of the film, and that is its star, Martha Stewart. Stewart had issues with the way director R.J. Cutler made her look towards the end of the film, in which she says he portrayed her as, quote, a lonely old lady hunched over in the garden. She also has issues with the second half of the film for focusing too much on her prison stint, which Stewart says is a very small part of her life. Martha fans should judge for themselves, though. The film is available to stream on Netflix. Comedian Bill Burr and pop star Charlie XCX will host Saturday Night Live during the month of November. According to Variety, Burr will host the show November 9th, which will be the first episode post-election. This will be the comedian's second time hosting the show. Charlie XCX will host on November 19th and also appear as the musical guest. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s. And then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.